Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. New York City lawmakers, among those to rally today outside the ICE field office on Varick Street in Hudson Square. That's after a city council employee, an immigrant from Venezuela, was detained by ICE while attending a scheduled immigration hearing in Nassau County.
Council members and staffers will join the rally at noon. Council Speaker Julie Menon holding what she called an emergency press conference to denounce what happened.
This is, I want to say, the first time this has ever happened to a city council employee, and it must be the only time.
And while she did not identify the employee, Homeland Security has, saying Rafael Andres Rubio Borasquez entered the U.S. on a tourist visa in 2017, was supposed to leave the country by October of that year, that he also has a prior arrest for assault. Congressman Dan Goldman, also at this press conference.
And instead of getting rewarded for doing the right thing and following the right way, he is arrested.
Now, in a statement, Mayor Mamdani is saying he's outraged by the staffer's detention, calling for his immediate release. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Both Minnesota and Illinois now suing the Trump administration to block the ICE crackdown in those states. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
What we are seeing right now is not normal immigration enforcement. We are not asking ICE not to do ICE things. We are asking this federal government to stop the unconstitutional conduct that is invading our streets each and every day.
The Illinois lawsuit accuses both Border Patrol and ICE agents of acting as occupiers rather than officers of the law. It cites the use of military personnel carrying military-grade weapons, including semi-automatic firearms. It also cites the use of chemical weapons and accuses agents of lawlessly stopping, interrogating, and arresting residents. The Minnesota suit accuses the federal action of being, quote, driven by nothing more than the Trump administration's desire to punish political opponents and score partisan points. Six people in the Bronx behind bars for allegedly running a fentanyl packaging operation out of an apartment on the Grand Concourse. Special narcotics prosecutor Bridget Brennan.
This was a larger packaging mill. We don't usually find this kind of volume in a place like this. So it's hard to say exactly how much these drugs will net out ultimately. But certainly they were worth millions.
As part of the raid, authorities seized more than 13 pounds of fentanyl. Two former New York City police officers learned their punishment for sexually abusing a drunk woman 2 years ago in the Bronx.
After pleading guilty, 42-year-old Julio Alcantara Santiago was sentenced to 6 years probation, 34-year-old Christian Garcia to one, and both men must register as sex offenders. In an emotional impact statement, the victim said she'd passed out after drinking in a bar and awoke to find the men touching her in a strange apartment. Their DNA was found on the victim. She thought no one would believe her, but the former cops were arrested after surveillance footage helped connect them to the crime. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A new twist in the Luigi Mangione case, with the judge now calling for an evidence hearing to determine whether cops in Pennsylvania followed the law while arresting the man accused of gunning down the CEO of United Healthcare here in New York. That is actually the opposite of what the judge had previously decided in late 2024 when she said the hearing wasn't necessary. All of this has to do with a search of Mangione's backpack, in which police say they found a bunch of evidence, including the murder weapon. The defense is trying to get that evidence tossed from the trial, saying the search was illegal because it was done without a warrant. A former New York City council member who's been running the Freelancers Union since he left office in 2020 is back now in the public sector.
Mayor Mamdani wants the Big Apple to be the capital of media production.
So together, let us usher in a golden age of New York expression, one that all of us can enjoy and afford.
Announcing Rafael Espinal as the new commissioner of the Office of Media and Entertainment. He'll look to create more jobs, encourage more production. So I asked if there was a better way to let neighborhoods know when those trailers would be parked on their blocks.
I think the mayor has done a great job utilizing social media to communicate to New Yorkers. How can Hmong play a role in educating and informing communities that filming is going to happen?
He acknowledged it's a quality of life concern. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The mayor is also rescinding proposed rules by former Mayor Eric Adams that Mamdani calls an attack on the free press. Those would have restricted who can get press passes. Governor Hochul to give her State of the State speech today. Lauren Melodia is with the New School's Center for New York City Affairs.
I think the thing that's on everyone's minds right now is affordability, of course. So I think she's certainly going to want to connect to that economic issue that has been kind of front of mind for voters.
The governor is expected to talk more about the plan for free childcare for two-year-olds. She's also expected to pitch new online protections for kids, including restrictions on AI chatbots, a crackdown on ghost guns, a crackdown on car insurance scams via staged accidents, as well as eliminating taxes on tips. The speech coming up at 1 this afternoon in Albany. Congestion pricing is back in the news. Governor Hochul has insisted the cameras are not only staying on, but that the numbers show the Midtown tolling plan is working. President Trump, however, not a fan. In fact, he was back on his social media site calling congestion pricing a disaster and saying it's got to be ended immediately. Last April, the transportation secretary warned that he might withhold federal funding if the program wasn't dropped. A federal judge blocked that while the legal battle plays out. The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen again asking the White House to intervene in their ongoing contract dispute with the MTA. Back in September, mediators appointed by the president recommended 14% pay raises over 4 years, along with a $3,000 lump sum payment. The union had asked for 16%, while the MTA was proposing 9.5%. But the panel's recommendation was not binding, and the head of the union tells Newsday because the MTA is, quote, not bargaining in good faith, they feel compelled to ask for more help. The request now means the president must appoint a new set of mediators. Meantime, the union has pushed back to May, a Friday deadline, on a potential work stoppage. Two New York City public school students are accused of bringing guns to class. This was at two separate schools. A 17-year-old with a weapon found allegedly tucked in his waistband at Harlem Renaissance High, and a 15-year-old at Long Island City High School. There, police say the teen had a loaded gun that was found when he got into a fight with another kid in the cafeteria. No one was hurt. Department of Education officials called the incidents deeply concerning and say they're stepping up security. Neither school, by the way, has firearm scanners. Contingency plans now in place at a number of the major private hospitals in New York City as the nurses' strike enters day two. Mount Sinai telling 1010 Winds they had around 20% of nurses show up for work, and they praised them as putting patients first. Yesterday, Mayor Mamdani walked the picket line with striking nurses outside Columbia Presbyterian.
We are here today where we do not want to be, but where we must be, on the picket line, marching for justice and fairness, standing in solidarity alongside those who have done so much for the people of this city.
Among the sticking points, pay, health care benefits, on-the-job security, and the nurse-to-patient ratio. Margaret's a patient who showed up for an appointment Monday at Mount Sinai Morningside. She tells 1010 Winds she gets it.
Every hospital these days is understaffed, so it's too much for the nurses.
As part of contingency plans, contract nurses have been hired, schedules adjusted, patient discharges accelerated when possible, and some folks have had procedures rescheduled.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.